Last time I was here, for a recollection in July or August, and I was just recovering from COVID, and I remember I couldn't think of more than one idea at a time. And so I just had to focus on one thing. Now that I've recovered from that, I think of lots of things, and I have to deliberately narrow down my thoughts. So I'm going to focus especially on the theme of our morning of recollection, which is walking in the new way, Easter faith. And I just want to reflect on that theme briefly in light of this morning's gospel. Actually, it turns out to be a very good gospel for this topic because we see Jesus walking, except he's walking on water. So that's a very good start to reflect on the idea of walking in a new way, because walking on water is certainly a new way of walking. Well, I think you have heard of this story before. This amazing event took place after the miraculous multiplication of the loaves. And it's recounted in other gospels as well, Matthew's gospel, Mark's gospel. But here we read John's version, and that's always a little bit different. In the other versions we read in other seasons of the year, but in the Easter season, we read from the Gospel of John. And we need John because John is the one who takes us higher or takes us out of our usual concerns about things of this world. He always has something more to teach us, St. John. So there are a few surprises in this version of Jesus walking on the water. There's no mention of Peter walking on the water, which we know also happened at the same time. There's no mention of Jesus calming the storm, which we know he did in the other accounts. And the reaction of the apostles in this version is toned down. In the other gospel accounts, they're terrified and they think they're seeing a ghost. In this one, it says they began to be afraid. So it's as if they have already made a little bit more progress in the way of faith. It's not that clear whether he gets into the boat or not. It says they wanted to take him into the boat. It doesn't say whether he got in or not. I'm not sure. And then, this is the biggest surprise of all, the boat suddenly arrives at the shore to which they were heading. After they've been vigorously rowing for 3 or 4 miles, when Jesus shows up, they arrive at the shore. So what's going on here? What's this all about? Now, this is Easter. Remember, this is Easter. We're in the season of Easter. We're in the end of the second week already. And in Easter, we're always reflecting on something new. And so something new is going on here. In fact, we can connect this incident to the resurrection appearance of Jesus on the shore of this same sea. We read it last Friday in the octave of Easter. Remember, the apostles decide to go fishing. Peter says, I'm going out to fish. And a few others join him. And they fish all night and they get nothing. And Jesus is on the shore. You remember that story? Jesus is on the shore. And John recognizes him. It is the Lord. And when Peter hears, it is the Lord, he jumps into the water. So there's a connection, because here's another case where apostles are in a boat on the same sea, and the presence of the Lord is the key thing. In this gospel, he doesn't say, it is the Lord. Jesus himself says, it is I. I am is really what it says in the original Greek. I am. He's announcing the presence of God with them. So there doesn't have to be any mention of Peter in this account, because the emphasis of John is all on the I am, on the Lord. And just as in that other story, the presence of the Lord makes all the difference. Remember, they fished all night and got nothing. But when Jesus shows up and says, throw your net on the other side, they get a huge catch of fish. The difference is Jesus. Well, the same is true here. They're rowing all night and they're getting nowhere. But when Jesus comes walking on the water, suddenly they arrive. So the boat is the church, symbolic of the church, and we are all in this boat. And the seas are rough, and the wind is against us. And sometimes the sea is very rough, let's face it. We know this is so from our own experience. We know it from just looking at the news. Rough seas for the church and for the world. And try as we might, row as hard as we can, we just don't seem to make much progress in this situation. The wind is against us. Even our own nature is against us. We get tired. But here we are in Easter, and this is the point. This is the season of victory over all that is against us. Wind, weakness, sin, even death itself. This is the season to celebrate everything that opposes us. Celebrate the victory over everything that opposes us. That victory is in Jesus Christ. And in the Easter season, we are reminded this is the Christian life. It's Christian life all year, but it's clearer at this time that with Jesus, we have victory. Now, Jesus does not calm every storm. Unlike in the other accounts, when the wind dies down and the sea is calm, in this gospel, he doesn't. As if to say, it doesn't matter if you're in a storm or in a calm sea, as long as you have Jesus. As if to say, it's enough if we can just let go of our fear. It's enough if we want Jesus in the boat with us. That step of faith is enough. It's already walking in the new way. That's already Easter life. To let go of fear, to trust that this is Jesus, he's with us, and to want him in the boat. And that's enough to get to the other shore. We don't quite know how it happens. We just arrived there. Now, the other shore represents eternal life, right? It represents heaven. It represents the goal of our life through this world. And we get there not by rowing, not by human effort, not by roller skates or whatever how the song goes. We don't get there because of what we accomplish. We get there by faith in Jesus Christ, the I Am. He's the way. He's the answer. He's the focus of Easter faith. So with that idea in mind, we continue our journey. We have to keep rowing, but we don't row with the idea that we're the ones accomplishing it. We row with the awareness that we depend entirely on Jesus Christ in faith. Now, we'll continue reflecting on this later after the Mass, but for now, I think that's enough to keep us focused on the Lord and on how we make progress in our Easter journey.